Just weeks away from a September 30th deadline, Congress has yet to reconcile differences between House and Senate versions of legislation to reauthorize the State Children's Health Insurance Program, SCHIP. Mary Agnes, could you bring us up to date on that?
As you note, there are many differences between these two bills that must be reconciled before that September 30th deadline. To name just a few, both measures differ in size. The House bill has an additional $50 billion for SCHIP over the next 5 years, while the Senate measure would add about $35 billion to the program. Both of those packages are larger than the approximately $5 billion addition the administration proposed in its budget. The House measure also includes an array of Medicare provisions that are not in the Senate package, including a reduction in payments to Medicare Advantage plans, and the Senate bill has a higher increase in the federal tobacco tax than the House measure.
So what's next?
Lawmakers in both chambers and parties could certainly agree to a short-term extension of the SCHIP program so that these negotiations could continue beyond September 30th. But taking such a step could delay items such as preventing a scheduled 10% cut in Medicare physician payments. There's a provision in the House package to avert that cut until much later in the year. AARP and the American Medical Association sent a letter to Congress on Friday asking lawmakers to take action on the physician payment issue and others, such as raising the asset limit that allows seniors to qualify for the low-income Medicare drug subsidy. They want action on those now rather than waiting until later in the session.
Have House and Senate lawmakers formally begun to resolve differences between their SCHIP bills?
Senate Republicans have blocked the appointment of House and Senate conferees to negotiate a compromise package, seeking assurances that the conference package will resemble the Senate SCHIP bill rather than the House version. But leading House Democrats have said that they will negotiate SCHIP informally with their Senate counterparts if Republicans continue to block the conference.
President Bush has named Kerry Weems, his nominee to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, as the agency's acting administrator. Could you tell us about that, Mary Agnes?
While Weems' nomination is currently pending in the Senate, the administration said CMS needed leadership in place now while the nomination continues through the Senate process. In a statement, Department of Health and Human Services Michael Levitt said Weems is needed to help CMS deal with a variety of issues, including the fiscal challenges facing Medicare and Medicaid.
Is it unusual for the administration to move ahead of the congressional nomination process?
The president has certainly done this before. For example, before Andrew von Eschenbach, the current commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, was confirmed, the president named von Eschenbach as the agency's acting commissioner. A spokeswoman for the Senate Finance Committee, the panel which has jurisdiction over Weems' nomination, said that the committee had been informed of the appointment and that the panel is expected to continue with the nomination process.
The House has approved legislation dealing with patent laws. Could you update us?
The measure, approved on a vote of 220 to 175, would overhaul the system for awarding patents and for awarding damages for patent infringement. Those who file first for patents are given priority rather than those found to have first invented a product or process. The bill also emphasizes apportioning damages according to a patient's contribution to an invention, which critics of the bill contend would make it difficult to determine damages and would probably result in lower royalty rates for their patents. The White House has announced its opposition to the bill based on the apportionment provision.
What's next?
Backers of the bill say that this year represents their best chance to end a multi-year logjam that has pitted the biotechnology and pharmaceutical industries against technology firms. Backers of the bill say that it would help ensure the quality of patents issued by the Patent and Trademark Office, align the U.S. patent system more closely with those in other countries, and curb disruptive lawsuits challenging patent validity. But critics say that the measure would make it easier to challenge patents after they're granted.
Is Senate action expected as well?
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Democrat of Nevada, says that he intends to bring the Senate version of the bill to the floor this fall, and negotiations are ongoing between staff and stakeholders to modify some of the more contentious provisions. Sponsors of the measure hope that after 3 years of hearings, meetings, and negotiations, they will be able to move the measure this year.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.